Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, welcome back to part two of the Mind Games special on the impact of the Queensland, New South Wales and Victorian floods. Floods which are still ongoing as we record. Like the majority of people in Australia, I've personally been impacted by and saddened by the things that I've seen, the stories of the survivors of these floods. And it's a reality for us in our society and for the Australian people that this is something that's happened. It's in our collective memory now. But there has been a real barrage of information and a lot of coverage on the floods. And what that can lead to and what we're going to have a quick talk about today is the kind of secondary traumatisation that a lot of members of the community who may not be directly impacted by the floods feel because their friends and families have been involved and people they may know, or just because they've lived with the coverage of it for so long. So it's one of the key experiences of this is to feel powerless over the situation and feel really helpless that there's not a lot that you can do from your home. So one of the things that you are able to do is to just ask yourself, in what way can I help? What help in whatever way is possible is a really good way to be able to exert some control over your emotional response to this experience. For some people, that can be donating goods, clothes. For some people, and in a lot of cases in disaster situations, the most important thing is to donate some money. And the reason that that's important is that allows the survivors of the floods, the actual financial resources to start to rebuild their own lives in their own meaningful way, in the way that's best for them, because they've all got their own unique recovery from that. What else can you do if you're feeling powerless and unable to help? One of the important things to be able to do so that it limits the impact on your life is to maintain your normal routine. To stay in contact with friends and family, in particular if you know people affected, to try and remain in contact as much as possible and as much as is helpful for them. And also to be able to start to ask yourself, what might you be able to take from having shared in this collective experience that Australia has shared in the floods? What strengths and resources might you have which would allow you to be able to overcome such a thing? The other thing that's really, really important to talk about is to be able to discuss this with our young people and with our kids. It's really important that they understand what the impact of this might have been so that they can understand what the impact may have been for their friends and family, cousins and people that they know are impacted. There's a lot of services out there which have also been inundated by water, but eventually they'll be up and available and people will be able to access those, and it's important that they can. In other local terms, if you're not directly impacted, but it's had an impact on you emotionally, one of the biggest things that you might be able to do is get to know your neighbour and get to know the people in your community and start to actually build that community cohesion, because what they're already finding in Queensland is that the strength of the local communities is what is going to be one of the most important factors in overcoming this. And this is something that which we can all take from this and all start to build in our local area, in our streets and in our suburbs. Sad news from Mind Games, but, you know, keep your chin up.